You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Securities and Exchange Board of India is beefing up its legal team and has invited applications for appointing 25 grade A legal officers. The legal team is involved in adjudicating on alleged violations, defending SEBI's decisions and appeals, and presenting its cases before quasi-judicial bodies and courts. H.C. Chandok, senior partner DSK Legal, said that with increasing corporate compliance requirements and an increased vigil over corporate actions and or omissions, there is bound to be an increased staffing requirement by SEBI of legal officers. The regulator has suffered a number of setbacks and higher forums owing to delays in investigation and reliance on circumstantial evidence, particularly in insider trading cases, according to experts. Meanwhile, the government on Monday clarified that removal of additional duties on imports of apples from the US as part of the deal to settle long-pending disputes at the World Trade Organization will not result in any negative impact on growers in India, as the normal import tariff of 50% will continue to apply to such imports. India had applied an additional duty of 20% on apple imports from the US after the Trump administration imposed additional duties of 25% on steel imports and 10% on aluminium imports. India will remove additional duties on 8 products from the US as part of the deal on WTO disputes, which will also result in restoring market access to steel and aluminium exports to US, a statement said. The statement added that there is no reduction in most favored nation duty on apples, which is still applicable on all imported apples, including the US, at 50%. Over to industry. Tata Chemicals has earmarked a capex of Rs 8,000 crore over the 3 years as the world's third largest soda ash maker embarks on an expansion spree that includes scaling businesses sustainably. Chairman N. Chandrasekaran at the company's AGM held virtually on Monday said that they intend to invest about Rs 8,000 crore over the next 2 to 3 years as capex. Addressing shareholders, Chandrasekaran said the company will increase its soda ash capacity by another 1 million ton, taking its global capacity to 5.3 MT. The company's 380 kiloton of salt capacity addition in the UK and Mithapur in India would increase its global capacity to 2.3 MT and that in India to 1.8 MT. In some more industry news, Bharat Sanchar Nigam is yet to launch 4G services, but the state-owned telecom service provider has started focusing on the enterprise 5G connectivity by tapping technology firms to deploy private network solutions. On Monday, BSNL announced its partnership with L&T Technology Services, a technology engineering services company, to co-innovate and jointly bring to market private 5G connectivity solutions. The development follows allocation of 5G spectrum to the company as part of the recent Rs 89,000 crore revival package from the government. This is the fourth such tie-up by the telecom operator in recent times. Over to economy. Southwest monsoon has advanced into some more parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and remaining parts of Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh, the India Meteorological Department said on Monday, adding the overall rainfall deficiency was down to 23% from 47% a week ago. The monsoon is likely to cover the entire country 10 days earlier than its normal schedule of July 8th, it added. Conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan, remaining parts of Haryana and Punjab during next 2 days, the Met Department said. It also stated that during the next 24 hours, widespread heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over the Konkan and Goa, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Maharashtra. Moving on, the relationship between the central bank and government in any country is one of interdependence. Therefore, there needs to be a constant dialogue between the two institutions, Reserve Bank of India Governor told financial magazine Central Banking in an interview. Das was answering a question on the RBI having turbulent relationship at times with Centre in the past and whether it is possible to maintain central bank's independence and avoid fiscal dominance. Das said the relationship between the central bank and government in any scenario in any country is one of interdependence. Therefore, the relationship has to be based on a constant dialogue. To bring about improvements in the financial sector, we need legislative changes. Lastly, let's hear about stocks you need to watch out today. These include Adani Enterprises, ICICI Prulife, Tech M, Sun Pharma, Hindustan Unilever, Zee and Shree Cement, among others. ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company received a demand notice from the GST office for Rs 492.06 crore for July 27 to July 2022. The company has submitted Rs 190 crore without accepting liability. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.